And hello, good people of the internet. It is I, Tommy Kelly. This is Adventures in Woo Woo. And welcome to another of the monthly one card 40 servant divinations, where people over on Patreon, my great supporters and the most wonderful people and best looking people in the world, send me in their questions at the beginning of the month, and I pick a card out for them from the 40 servant deck and interpret that card in relation to the question they have asked. So it's advice from a friend. It's not the word of God. We've talked about this many times on the channel before, that I see divination as seeing something from a different perspective, from a different viewpoint, rather than something that's set in stone, or the divine himself or herself or itself saying this is exactly how it is. So take it as seriously as you would someone you trust discussing your problem over a cup of coffee and no more. Okay, we'll get straight into this. Just before we get into it, over the last while I've been doing a lot of different editing type things on the vlogs, where I did all that quick snappy YouTube editing where we leave out all the ums and ahs and any pauses, but it takes hours and 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 hours extra to do that. And what I discovered, I was becoming more a vlogger podcaster who occasionally does some writing and some art, rather than an artist and a writer and a musician who occasionally does podcasts and vlogs. And I want to get the ratio back to actually doing, the art, the music, the writing, rather than essentially the talking about it. So that means that I've cut down to tasks is going to be every 2 weeks, and then the other 2 weeks of the month will be the divinations video and the question and answers video. And hopefully that will give me some time and some headspace to work on all the other projects that I actually want to work on. Not to say that I don't think doing the videos are fun. I do. It's just they're taking up more time than I could allocate. Craig, what do the cards the servants have in store for me this month? So, the Contemplator. So this is kind of, in a sense, the Contemplator. There's many different kind of ways you can kind of look at it. Is it the unconscious? Is it the right hemisphere of the brain? Is it the part of ourselves that we kind of have to let go of in order to activate it? And by that I mean there's kind of this notion that if you ever have a particular something you're trying to remember, say, and you part of your brain, which is the left side of your brain, is very kind of rational and functional and is trying to work it out, but you kind of have to distract that part of your brain in order for the other part of your brain or the other part of your consciousness to work on that problem. And so the Contemplator for me very much indicates this an awful lot of time, and this is what I think it's saying to you, Craig, is that you have to kind of allow whatever the things that you're working on, not to put too much pressure on them, not to think about them too much, not try and work them out, not to actively be working on them, just hand them over and let them kind of bubble in the background and do whatever they need to do, and then eventually the answer will arise. And actually, so just get on with whatever you have to do in your life. Get on and do whatever is the thing that's presenting itself to you right now, and allow the bigger picture or whatever it is you're working on just to bubble in the background. That's not to say if it's say some sort of spiritual thing that you give up meditating, or you stop reading the books. You just do what you normally would do without trying to have that forced effort on trying to work something out or resolve something or bring something to fruition. Okay, Sarah, what should my main focus be this month? So we have the Thinker. Interesting. So the Thinker in many ways, in this regard, would be the opposite of what Craig got, where he was saying kind of, to let it all just kind of sit in the background, not too much, put too much effort on it. This is saying that you should kind of do is become very rational about what it is, your focus, and become, is this actually working? Rather than, does this feel right? Is this something, rather than, I was going to say it's something I enjoy, but of course you still have to enjoy it. But are you doing it just because it's something you enjoy, rather than it's good for you on paper, or it's a good move, or it's the best plan, or it's the correct way of thinking about things? Really rational kind of approach to what you have to do this month, rather than the kind of more seer or intuitional approach that you could have, or even the contemplator approach, which is just to let things go and work in the background. So it's, making lists, to-do lists, approaching things from a very kind of materialist, reductionist. You know, if magic didn't exist, how would I approach all of these problems? What are the practical steps to do all of these things? Think everything through. If I do this, what's the repercussions of that? What's the ramifications? You know, and have a real proper, rational, thinking it all out, left brain approach to your problems. Interesting that both left brain and right brain came out there, the first two cards, given that I'm currently reading an awful lot of Ian McGilchrist. Natasha, how do I find my way back to myself? Okay. The Guru. So the Guru is, let me see, in relation to this, what is it?
Practicality.
It's practical use of knowledge, rather than knowledge for knowledge's sake. So it's actually doing something. And it involves, so say you're told the meditation is great for restoring mental health, or at least bringing stuff into equilibrium, having a bit more of an idea of groundedness, concentration, mindfulness, all of these things. And we know this to be true. And we know it's a great thing and we occasionally do it, say. But the Guru would call to say, no, start getting a daily practice. Start doing it rather than just having the knowledge that these are the things. You know, if you're kind of surrounding yourself with the ideas of, well, I know that there should be, sorry, well, I have a hair on my mouth, that, you know, like the positive thinking or having a gratitude diary or something like that, they're great ideas and they probably do work. But you're not actually doing them. Then the Guru would suggest, do stuff like that. Do all the things that we're told helps find ourselves. Journaling, doing sigils, doing magic, talking to people who are experts in the area, reading the books that you know, teach us more, watching the lectures, but, you know, an actual doing of something rather than waiting for something to happen, rather than waiting for, say, our lives to sort out or things, something good to happen. Actively going and doing something practical as a movement towards what it is we want. Much easier said than done an awful lot of times, particularly if you're in a bad place, because the last thing you want to do is anything. But that's what the Guru would say, is that there needs to be some sort of practical movement towards doing stuff rather than waiting or hoping or just thinking about these things. Good luck with that, Natasha. It's a tough place. Grayson, what should I be aware of this month? I should be aware of how hot it is in this office. And I'm sweating, so excuse my wateriness. The idea. Creativity, Grayson. You should be aware of creativity and doing new things, or some new idea, some new, not necessarily an opportunity, because that kind of sounds like, oh, a new job is coming or something like that, but some new spark of inspiration, something that hasn't, and that could be, like, it's because it hasn't occurred before, but it could be within something you're already doing. Like, say you're a writer. So say it could be some sort of new story idea or some new germ of an idea, rather than, you know, suddenly deciding that you're going to be a window cleaner or something completely different. It's not like a dramatic kind of change, but something to keep an eye out for around creativity, some new idea, some fresh kind of inspiration, something that needs to be tended to and allowed to grow. But that can, in its very early stages, can be easily just kind of forgotten about. And, you know, it's like that idea of, yeah, it's like that kind of notion that someone can come up with an idea for a movie and then kind of think about it for a few days or a few weeks and then never do anything with it. So then the idea moves along, goes on to someone else, because it's not being tended, it's not going to grow, it knows it's not going to manifest through this particular person. So you can kind of get these ideas, but then, you know, they'll go somewhere else if they're not being tended to properly. So when you see the idea, tend to it properly, nourish it, feed it, stick it in a pot, put it in a window, let the sun get to it. Max, servants, what will be the most beneficial type of working for your masters to perform with you this month? Now, this, Max, is trying to work out a nomenclature that would, you know, what they call someone who uses the 40 servants. And the way they're the servants, and I suppose the obvious one is what I said, is that you're a master. There's kind of weird connotations in that aren't nice, I suppose, or that are, it just doesn't gel right. So, I don't know. I've never really had to think about it or want to use something like that to put it in that kind of context. So I will have to So what would be most beneficial type of working for people to do with the servants, for people who use the servants? Okay, the dancer. To go with it, that for good or for bad, whatever happens, that so in relation to the 40 servants, that the best approach this month has been, rather than trying to change outcomes, is to use the servants to accept the present or the things that are happening. That it's about going with it rather than trying to change it, to allow it to be what it is, to look just to see, rather than trying to make it into what you want it to be. So if you are looking for a new job and you don't get the job, rather than using the 40 servants in order to try and change that situation where you do get the job, you would use the 40 servants in order to understand why you didn't get it, to improve, and to forgive yourself for not getting the job, to forgive all the people who didn't give you the job, and to accept it. So it's a movement, and it's about acceptance. Sometimes it rains, and that's what the best use of the 40 servants would be this month. Abraxas. What's going on? I said, hey, it's four non-blondes, right? Okay, so what's going on for Abraxas? Or what's going on, he's not saying for him, what's going on in general? What's going on? The monk. So, what's going on is a period of stillness, of retreat, of simplifying, of... thing with the monk, the kind of image is because it's so dark, and you have to wonder, is he stepping into the light or retreating from the light? And you would kind of assume that being the monk, that he's pulling back into the darkness, into the kind of out of the limelight. So it's a stepping back out of the limelight, out of the spotlight, and returning to simplicity or non-complications, about understanding the basic needs of life, and that's really all that's really needed, and that an awful lot of stuff that we surround ourselves with are superfluous, and causing an awful lot of the things that we think we are trying to heal or make ourselves better with are the things that are actually causing us the hurt, the goods, the stuff, the capitalism, the things, the chase, the search, all of these things are the things that are probably causing the things that were trying to heal by doing it, if that makes sense. So getting rid of all of the dross and just simplifying and pulling back is what's going on. Stepping out of the spotlight, into the darkness, but not darkness in the sense of something negative, into the, like someone on stage having, just pulling back and walking off into that type of darkness, rather than into something bad. Catherine. Honestly, my question is pretty much the same as Natasha's. How do I find my way back to myself, get the feeling comfortable in my own skin again? I'm sorry to hear that's happening for you, Catherine. Kind of had a period a bit like that myself recently, still going through it. Seems to be a thing that you have to do when you engage this type of stuff. It's what we sign up for an awful lot. But let's get some advice. Okay, so it's the librarian. This would suggest that there's some sort of book you have to read, or there's some sort of knowledge that you have to get, that the answer to the question isn't something that you already know. So while Natasha's kind of one was around applying, it's very interesting because it's the guru and the librarian are, in a sense, they're the opposite cards. In some ways, the father's in there as well, and there's the triple threat. But Natasha's answer was to go out and do stuff given what she already knows. That there's something she already knows that she just has to apply. Whereas this saying you don't know what it is that you need to apply. So you have to find out what that is, be that from a book, from a course, from talking to someone, but it's some sort of attainment of knowledge that you don't have that will lead to helping you find out what you are looking for. Of course, I don't know what that is. I've searched so much for happiness and the secret and, the laws of the world and how to solve everything through books. And they have been helpful, of course, but, I don't think one book is particularly going to solves the entire thing. So all you're really looking for is the next step, right? So not the big picture. What's next? And that will involve some sort of study, reading, acquisition of knowledge. There's something you don't know that you need to know that will help you. Hope that helps. Sephira, what should I be aware of this month? The road opener. It's very hard to see the cards when I put them up this week because of the lighting situation here. The road opener, you should be aware of... If you have ongoing projects going on and some of them have stalled or some of them have kind of, you know, just been withheld or pushed back or some sort of obstacle or whatever, that they're to know and to see and keep an eye on when that's removed. It's like sometimes when, you know, we're aware that some sort of obstacle has been placed in front of a way of a dream or a goal or whatever it is, we tend to forget about it. And then we don't even realize that that's no longer an issue. Like say you wanted to get planning permission for a house and there was a woman or a man or some sort of worker at the planning council people that objected to a particular type of house, and so you just give it up in that dream of that house. But what you don't realize is she has now left and the next person is much more menial to what type of house you want to do. You know, so it's have a look at the things that weren't working out for you and notice if anything has changed, if certain obstacles have been removed, or if it is now a clearer road ahead for you to continue doing something that previously wasn't, you know, you didn't have the ability to do. Camellia, what can I do or better say what servant's advice will be for me to forgive someone? I usually forgive easily, but this particular person I'm building up anger inside and from time to time it comes out. What can I change with me? Thank you. So you want to know about how do you forgive this person? Okay. Chaste. Interesting that a religious figure comes around forgiveness. I suppose there's a kind of a notion in your question that you are to blame for this. That there's, in a sense, the responsibility or the movement, the thing that has to happen is something that you have to do. And because you're not doing it, you're somehow wrong or there's something broken with you. And I suppose the chaste is saying stop chastising yourself around that. That maybe it's okay not to forgive this person right now. Maybe something has to happen in order for you to forgive. And that not necessarily, let me see, how do I say this right? If someone does something shitty on you and you don't forgive them because you're not in the place to forgive them or don't think you're ready to forgive them or don't want to forgive them, that doesn't make you a bad person, even though everything we've ever been told by every book and every religion, every world is that you have to forgive everyone their sins and turn the other cheek and essentially allow that the onus is on you to do that rather than necessarily the person who did the bad thing. That there's kind of a switch, right, that happens that it becomes, in a way, you become the bad person because you haven't said it's okay that the bad person did the bad thing. And I think there's a kind of a notion around that you maybe sit with it, okay, it's okay, don't worry about it for a minute. That's your experience right now, is that you can't forgive them, or you're finding it that you're angry about it, you're not over it, you haven't processed it fully. And I don't think it's helpful blaming yourself because you haven't done that. Allow yourself to be angry about it and stop chastising yourself about it. And ultimately, of course, stop chastising the other person about it too, eventually, when you get there. Not for them, for you. And but just kind of, you know, building up anger inside and then tying times out. Well, how about, don't let it, you know, express the anger when it comes out, when it's there, rather than not express it. The anger building up is because it's not been expressed, and then it gets to such a place that it has to be expressed, whether you want it to or not. So you may need to actually talk about this to someone and, process it a bit more. Anyway, that's what my reading of the chase is for you. Vincent, what do I need to be aware of before starting my new project? The Protester. Okay. Protester, apart from obviously the obvious and giving out about stuff that they feel is wrong, there's also that notion of speaking your own truth. And so when you're beginning a new project, I would say that make sure at the beginning of it, you are saying what it is that you want from this. That you are saying, this is what I think this should be. This is what I want from this project. This is what I need from this project. You know, rather than kind of hoping down the line that it's looking a bit iffy now, maybe they don't really understand, maybe we're not on the same page, and hoping that that falls into line and saying, oh, get all that sorted before you go in. If it is a case that you want to be the boss and no one has decided who's the boss, you say before it starts, I am the boss. If you're writing songs with people and you think that the person who writes the lyrics should get a separate, sorry for this, get a separate credit in that it's music by the band, lyrics by Vincent, then you have to stipulate that at the beginning, rather than when, you know, allowing people to go through the motions of thinking everyone's writing the song together, everyone's getting equal credit, or whatever it is. So it's at the beginning, speak your truth at the beginning, what it is you want, what it is you're looking for, what it is you're accepting, what you won't accept, and go from there. So that there's no confusion later on, and everyone knows what page you're on and where everyone is coming from. Catherine, how to best approach learning a new skill that is intimidating? So, the adventurer. Well, see it as an adventure rather than something that's intimidating. Like, see it as, it can be very hard sometimes to see the difference, for me anyway, between anxiety and excitement, because they're so similar. And I suppose people who are closer to the anxiety level of things as their natural kind of thing, that when they do get excited about something, it can feel like anxiousness. And so it can feel like something that you want to pull away from rather than go towards. So it's trying to, this is kind of say to have a, you know, see it more as this is excitement rather than anxiousness. It's exciting that this is hard and intimidating. Even the word you're using, you know, change that. Rather than intimidating, it's challenging. Better, you know, this is going to push me, this is going to move me, this is going to widen me, this is going to, you know, make me a better person, whatever it is. But see it more in that kind of language. If this is, you know, you're going on an adventure rather than you're entering enemy territory or you're getting into the deep water or all of those type of visions or words or things that we can say. So change all your kind of ideas around it to as seeing it as an adventure, as something you want, as excitement rather than anxiousness. Okay, Chris. What message do my guides have for me this month? The monk. Okay, so to retreat, to simplify, to not get caught up on world events, or even, you know, family events, things that go on around you, the dramas, don't get caught up and drop. Come back. What's simple? Simplify your life as much as possible. See the small things that are important. You know, not having a huge fancy house isn't important, but having shelter is. That's the important bit. The rest is just kind of the add-on, you know, the kind of keeping up with the Joneses type element of these things. What you actually need is somewhere that you can be safe and, you know, out of the elements. Food is important rather than fancy meals, all of that kind of stuff. So simplify, bring it down, try and get some clarity, some silence. Move away from the hecticness, the drama, all of that kind of surrounding. As much have a, try and find that somewhere that's like a sanctuary within you where you can come out of the, as I was saying earlier, come out of the spotlight, come out of the limelight and into the bit more solitude. Doesn't necessarily mean you have to be on your own, of course, but have a bit more grounding in yourself. And the simple things, and silence seems to be a word though. Christoph, inspired by John Higgs' KLF book, the best magic book that exists, I concluded a ritual offering with the Eye, the Pleated, Saint Witch, and the Combined Dead and Messenger Services at the Carl Jung Sculpture in Liverpool. Awesome. people who want to know why Carl Jung has a bit of a weird English accent is because he learned English in Liverpool and so has a Liverpoolian accent at the time. Well, at least a tinge to his accent. Or he went to college or something. He spent some time in Liverpool anyway. What can I interpret or reflect on from my experience? Right, so just let me see. The sun. So illumination, okay, right? This is an illuminating event, but it's a powerful event. It's the sun, of course, is the place where everything in this universe, or in this solar system, and on this planet, gets its energy from. It's the thing that feeds us, you know, all plant life that grows because it's turning the solar energy into a material, physical kind of thing. There is more of an idea that while there is a nourishment or a feeding, or this is where our power comes from, or there is an alternate idea of this is, you know, there's a radiance, it shines the light on things, there's a brightness, there's a sense of what radiance, you know, there's a love, there's, in the same ways there's a nourishment, there's like a, not necessarily like say the love of mother for a child, that'd be more under the wheelhouse of the mother, but a kind of everything's okay kind of thing, you know, there's an expansion, there's a thing coming out, it's illuminate. There's an illumination and radiance and nourishment. It's the best I can do for you, Christoph. That's kind of those three words seem to be what this is about. What do you think? Kat, what should I focus on this month? The adventure. Seeing things as an adventure. If you're offered to do something that you don't want to do because it seems like hassle or you're anxious about it or it doesn't seem like it's something that normally would be fun for you, try it. I'm the worst person in the world for that kind of stuff. I definitely run away from all of that kind of thing for the most part. But at least try to apply yourself to do something that would feel adventurous this month, that widen out your accepted possibilities of what you could do this month just slightly out of your comfort zones and then accept anything that comes in that way if you can. And then I don't know if this should be anonymous or not because it was a DM, so I will take it as being anonymous. Will I move house this month? Librarian. Something hasn't happened yet. That some information that has to be found out before you can move, or before you. There's missing information, and I don't know if that's missing information in the question. If there's missing information that would need to be in place for the move to happen, there's some part of this that's missing, some knowledge that has to be gone. So I don't know is the answer to that, which is not helpful, but that is the way. Isn't it always interesting that being that there's 40 cards, I do shuffle, maybe I'm not the greatest shuffler in the world, but I shuffle them enough, and yet the same every time, the same type of cards come out. Very interesting this time because we had countering cards, a lot of that going on, where you had like the librarian, you had the guru, you know, monk came up a few bits, twice at least. So yeah, we do this every month. So if you want to get your question in, just go over to Patreon, links in the description. And I put up the post around the first of the month, and then it'll be within a couple of days after that, no more than a week after that, where I'll do the video and post it up. Next video will be a Tasta, just Tommy and Spud talk about, and as I say, that's going to be fortnightly. Then after that will be the Q&A. I still haven't got to all the questions from last month's Q&A, but I will get to everything eventually. I'm doing my best with what I have. So a very wet and sweaty Tommy will say goodbye, and genuinely, may your best days be ahead, and may the coming week and months and years be the best that you've had yet, and be well.